Good morning, Audio Boo. We're situated at the Richmond venue for PayPal and eBay. I'm sitting with Chris Hamley at Audio on Twitter. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Phil.
So tell me a little bit about social media and business. How long has it been going? What sort of event is it? And what can we expect from today?
Social media and business is a couple of years old. We were scheduled to start the first conference in 08. We postponed that and started in 09. This is the second one. First one last October. We're now in, May, the second one. And it's building, the momentum's building. It's an interesting conference because having done lots of less kind of formal conferences like media camps and stuff, we found that there's a whole other segment of people that don't come along to those because they need to give invoices to people to say they're going on staff training days. Mm-hmm. So we've sort of hit that market, and we're really quite pleased with it so far. So we're getting people from a really wide cross section of businesses. So we've got marketing people here. We've got people that run flower shops. We've got people that run websites. We've got geeks. We've got PayPal, eBay, of course, Gumtree. A whole variety of people. So it's an interesting conference because you know what a lot of these conferences can do. They can just target one particular market. But we're purposely not doing that. We're trying to bring a bunch of people together that might not even naturally see each other and talk with each other, just you know, by nature of their business. So for me, that makes it really, really interesting and diverse to what, you know, to what other people are doing.
And you've got 20 speakers today.
I know, man. It's a big, big day. I mean, they've got, you know, I'm quite keen on this, like, getting away from this somebody talking for an hour at you with a PowerPoint. Because I don't know about you, I just go to sleep after 10 minutes. It doesn't matter how riveting they are. You know, they could be doing headstands and backflips, but you shut off after 10 minutes. So the whole point of this is to introduce people to lots of different subjects quickly and the person that goes with that subject quickly, so they can give them the main themes of what they're getting at, and then they can pick up the conversation after. You know, because, you know, with all these social tools now, it's very easy for us to make a connection on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn and carry on these conversations outside of the conference, so they can, you know, keep on learning.
And you've picked an absolutely stunning location. How the hell did you manage to, well, not manage, but how did you get this together? It's just an absolutely beautiful location.
It is, isn't it? I mean, Richmond itself is amazing, you know, on the Thames. Beautiful, beautiful town. PayPal offices, I mean, what more could you want, located on the Thames in this old, what is it called, Whittaker House or something? Absolutely fantastic. Purpose built downstairs with a large conference facilities, and then, you know, we're currently sitting in this breakout room, which is just uber nice. I think I'm sitting in Google or something. <isn't it? laughs>
So if people could take away something today, what would that be? What would be the biggest thing that you'd like somebody to come up to you and say today?
I think the biggest thing for me is that they're making connections, you know. I think people don't know what to expect at something like this. You know, a lot of conferences can be really formal, and a lot of them can be totally informal, and this is somewhere halfway. I've had people coming along, what am I supposed to wear, you know, how do I meet people, I'm a student, should I be here? And like, everybody should be here, mm-hmm. And the whole point is that we're trying to sort of get rid of all that kind of typical class nonsense and just learn. You know, as you know, I've come from an academic background, so for me, I just want people to come away having learned something and keep learning.
Fabulous. Well, I hope the event... Well, I know, I'm going to remove that word, hope, because I'm starting to get that out of my vocabulary. Have a great day, and I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Phil.